This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couple of days removed from the 2025 NFL Draft, and we'll look back with Ray Fittipaldo now, our Steelers insider. Can also maybe look ahead to next year when everyone's going to have the Steelers selecting a quarterback. Ray is brought to us by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Ray, good morning to you. You're not on the video stream because you are without power. How long have you been without power, man?
Since about 5 o'clock last night. I was out driving in it when it happened, and all the roads were closed. Took me a while to get home, but I actually hear it's going to be like a couple of days. I don't even think we're going to get power back today.
Oh, my God. And then I hear that there's going to be big storms tomorrow, perhaps, Ray. So that can't be good.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Where do you live, Ray?
I'm in the West Allegheny School District.
No, I meant your address. Ray, your thoughts on what the Steelers did in the draft, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I thought they stuck to their plan. You know, Omar and Andy's theme for their first three drafts has been building through the trenches, and you know, we talked about it a lot throughout the spring, guys. You know, a lot of national people were mocking quarterbacks to them, but if you paid attention to the clues, you kind of knew what direction they were going to go. So I love the fact that they got Harmon in the first round. We all kind of predicted they would double down. I like the Black pick in the fifth round. I think he's going to help too. So I think they, you know, they put some of those D linemen on notice. I think there's going to be great competition in training camp, and I think everything is pointing, of course, to next year. You know, you build now, you build up the roster, and next year you go get your quarterback.
Ray, DK Metcalf, George Pickens, Calvin Austin III, Robert Woods, who they just signed yesterday, 1 year, $2 million deal, Ben Skowronek. Where does Roman Wilson fit in this wide receiver room? Do you think they'd be quick to give up on him if he doesn't compete and perform in training camp?
You know, I was thinking about that last night after that signing was announced. I still think there's an opportunity for Roman Wilson, but, you know, he's got to go out there and prove it. You know, Woods is signed basically a little bit more than a vet minimum deal, so that's kind of like a Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson type of signing. It's he's probably going to play, but I don't know if that's going to guarantee him starter snaps or, you know, anything like that. So I still think the slot is going to be, you know, whoever performs best in training camp. I know a lot of people were sleeping on Calvin Austin, but guys, he had 548 receiving yards. He had a few touchdowns. I mean, he was on the come last year. So I think it's Roman Wilson and Woods are going to have to beat him out for that number three spot.
What do you think about Caleb Johnson and his usage this year? I mean, my educated guess would be that Jaylen Warren is the guy to start. How do you see it going down?
Yeah, I would think that would be the case as well. But, you know, Caleb Johnson is built for Arthur Smith's offense. He ran that outside zone at Iowa. That's what Arthur wants to run here. You know, he kind of got away from that a little bit last year just because the pieces really didn't fit. But, you know, Johnson, for running a 4.57, I'm sure you guys have seen some of the highlights.
Cool.
He looks like he moves faster than 4.57. And Mike was talking about that on Friday. You know, there's time speed at the combine, and then there's game speed. And it just seems like Caleb Johnson is a game speed type of a guy. So I can very easily see those guys doing a 50-50 split, you know, with the carries, and Caleb Johnson maybe not being the starter, but certainly having a big role.
Ray, did you like or dislike the Jack Sawyer draft pick?
I was a little bit surprised because you don't really see a big need for an outside linebacker, but Doran, it just seems like he's a really good culture fit for them. And, you know, I don't know how he's going to fit in. I mean, a number four, you're going to get maybe 15 snaps a game. But I think you're building for the future now because, you know, I have every expectation that TJ is going to sign a new contract. But, you know, he's going to be 31 years old. Highsmith is going to be 28 this year. So I think this is a draft pick where you look maybe 2 years down the road. Watt's still probably going to be here. Is he the guy who maybe takes over for Highsmith? What do you do with Herbig? I think Herbig is certainly someone they're going to want to hang on to as well. So, you know, he's going to be a special teamer, and he's going to be a backup for a year or two. But I certainly think that guy has a chance to maybe be a starter in a couple of years. I mean, they got him in the fourth round, and he was Daniel Jeremiah's 70th overall prospect. That's like an early third-round pick. So I think there's starter potential there with Jack Sawyer.
Yeah, it was Dane Brugler's 58th overall pick. We are joined right now by Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. All right, now on the defensive line, you've got Benton, you've got Harmon, you've got Black, you've obviously got Cam. How do you think they'll divvy up the snaps there? I mean, I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world to be able to give Hayward a breath every now and again.
Yeah.
And last year when he was off the field, Ray, there was a stark difference between the with the rushing yards they gave up.
Yeah, I was surprised that Carl Dunbar said they're going to keep Keanu Benton at nose. Now, that can change, but, you know, Black is 335 pounds. He's known for being a run stopper, but, you know, they said they're going to use him at four technique and have him push the pocket. So we'll see how that plays out. But Harmon is going to be a part of the rotation early. You know that. I think Black is going to be given every opportunity to get into the rotation as well. And then, you know, you got Liao, you got Loudermilk, you got Logan Lee, you got all these guys who are unproven, who haven't really done anything yet, and those guys are going to be competing, you know, for the final couple of spots on the 53-man roster. You know, Daniel Wequale, the free agent pickup from them, is going to be that they're going to be more married to like maybe a 7-man rotation this year, maybe even 8 if they keep 8 defensive linemen. You know, I think you're right, Adam, with Cam getting up there in years. You know, you throw numbers at it this offseason, you see who plays well, and then you go from there.
Ray, Mike Sullivan of the Pittsburgh Steelers was released of his duties. Well, it was, I guess, found out that he is no longer with the team on the same day that Mike Sullivan of the Penguins was parted ways with his team. Do you think that the Steelers will fill that role, or was that just a special role to keep Mike Sullivan, Pittsburgh Steelers Mike Sullivan, around?
Yeah, so when they hired Arthur Smith, Mike Sullivan had a year remaining on his contract. So they were going to honor the final year of his contract. He was given the title of senior offensive assistant. He was actually in charge last year, guys. I don't know if you know this. He was in charge of yards after the catch. He was their yak coach. So unless they have designs on hiring a yak coach, I don't think they're going to.
We still have you, Ray? Sorry.
I'm still here. You guys
okay,
got me?
Yak coach. Unbelievable. All right, last thing here for you, Ray. Well, sort of. So Aaron Rodgers, still not a Pittsburgh Steeler. If Rodgers is a Steeler, I think it's going to be, obviously, Rodgers, Rudolph, Howard. Let's say there's no Rodgers, it'll be Rudolph, Howard, right? I mean, how do you see this playing out in both of those different scenarios, and how much work can they get Mr. Howard?
Yeah, I think Howard's going to be the number three no matter what. I don't think they want to press him into duties as a backup as a rookie. So, you know, there's a few free agents out there. I'll tell you the one guy I don't want. I don't want to go down the road of Kirk Cousins.
No.
He had a bad year last year. It looked like he was pretty much done, and I don't want to roll the dice on him. But, listen, there's other guys. You can go out, be Mason's backup and have Howard be the number three. I would think that would be the direction to go. I know there's all this chatter about Kirk Cousins, but I don't think they're going to go down that road.
Ray, do you think it's going to be Rodgers?
I do. I cannot give you a timeline. Guys, you know, OTAs is still 3 or 4 weeks away. We'll see what happens before then. But even if it happens after OTAs and minicamp. I think they would be okay with that. This guy is a four-time NFL MVP. Let's face it, if he wants the playbook, he probably has the playbook already, probably has a good idea of what they're going to do. So I do think that in time, if everything works out with his personal life, yes, Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers quarterback in 2025.
Thank you, Ray. Enjoy your own personal 48-hour darkness retreat.
See you, guys.
See you, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.